This is Weekly Inner Work from Inner Frontier with Joseph Naft. The Soul of Humanity, Part 1 of The World Soul. We affect each other directly in unseen ways. These seem to come from inside, influencing our moods and thoughts, our emotions and intentions. A person at peace within themselves spreads that peace to others. A person with compassion in their heart stirs compassion in others. A person full of hope sparks hope in others. Unfortunately, this principle also holds with negative states. Anger arouses anger. Greed kindles greed. Fear awakens fear. And scatteredness scatters. Seeing these connections makes us responsible for both the positive and the negative effects of our own states. Our presence helps others be present. Our identification invites others to sink into the same. The worldwide soul of humanity, in which we all participate, operates in these and other ways. Transforming the world requires transforming ourselves. The pathways of these effects are twofold, by inner energies and by will, both through our personal atmosphere. If we are operating on autopilot, for example, talking without presence, just jabbering, it eases the way for those around us to fall into autopilot as well. If we are in the sensitive energy, in contact with ourselves and our surroundings, we help enable those around us to be in that sensitive world as well. If we are in conscious presence, the world of conscious energy becomes more available to those around us. If we are in the unitary field of non-separateness, love becomes more available around us. Toward this, if we set ourselves to notice the inner effects we have on each other, we can see for ourselves whether we have a responsibility in this domain. We can extrapolate from the immediate interpersonal scale of these effects to the ripples of their transmission outward to a global scale toward our community, our nation, our planet. It is not only the quality of our energy that transmits interpersonal effects, but our will as well. That our external actions impact those around us is clear. But even our intentions matter. Our attitudes are infectious. If our basic attitude toward other people is fault-finding criticism, then people around us are drawn into being critical. If our basic attitude toward other people is acceptance, recognizing them as human in the same way that we are human, then they may sense this absence of a separating wall, though likely subconsciously. On larger scales, we can see the characteristics shared within group souls. This holds for families, for cities, for countries, for religious groups, for professions, for sports teams, and for companies, to name a few examples. Those characteristics are mostly due to an alignment of will among the participants. In the same vein, we can see on a global scale that the misalignment of will among nations and among subgroups is the source of the fragmented state of the soul of humanity. As with the soul at any scale, the great soul of humanity operates through the realms of will and energies. Our bodies collectively are the body of the humanity soul, augmented and conditioned by the surface of the earth, the biosphere, the world's economy, and the global nervous system of communication networks and information processing systems. Our individual energies and will are the components of our individual soul, as well as of the all-humanity soul. As such, our personal spiritual inner work, though often solitary, is not a strictly private matter. It affects the whole. In the realm of will, our inner work involves integrating the many fractured elements of our will. And it involves purifying that will by seeing and letting go of our egoism, our self-centeredness. The integration and purification of your will help integrate and purify the global humanity will. Because our personal evolution involves, in part, rising to interpersonal and even global perspectives, aligning and merging our own will with the higher will, recognizing that our own will is not separate from the higher will, recognizing that the higher will, the sacred, is at the root of every human being, individually and collectively. We are God's eyes and ears and heart. We work toward residing in the big tent that includes us all, the soul of humanity. Recorded October 12, 2025. Thank you.